free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Pete Buttigieg.
Resentment and nostalgia is not the formula for the middle of the country. I can't wait to share that with the rest of America.
Julian Castro.
We need universal health care so that everybody can have it.
Tulsi Gabbard.
My record in Congress over the last 6 years reflects what is in my heart. A strong and ongoing commitment to fighting for LGBTQ rights.
Cory Booker.
And I understand that the penalty comes with potential ousting from the Senate. And if Senator Cornyn believes that I violated Senate rules, I openly invite and accept the consequences of my team releasing that email right now. And I'm releasing it to expose that, number one, the emails that are being withheld from the public have nothing to do with national security. Now, I appreciate the comments of my colleagues. This is about the closest I'll probably ever have in my life to an I Am Spartacus moment.
Elizabeth Warren.
If the question is, can we make the Affordable Care Act better and we can find some Republican colleagues to do that, absolutely. We should do what we can to improve it.
Kirsten Gillibrand.
The key issues of her platform are going to make healthcare more equitable as well as education. She says she also wants to fight institutional racism.
The NRA has a chokehold on Congress. The NRA is concerned only with gun sales. It is literally all about money. It is all about greed. It has nothing to do with the Second Amendment.
Kamala Harris.
People in power are trying to convince us that the villain in our American story is each other. But that is not our story. That is not who we are. That is not our America.
These are the names in the Democratic field for president, and they are all under the impression that they are what's right for America. After their party rode a wave of fake news, bullying the American people and its president, and backing policies of big government handouts, do any of them have the support they claim to have? Current pseudo-frontrunner Democrat Senator Kamala Harris's presidential announcement received less than 100 retweets, despite her having a massive following of 2.2 million Twitter users.
From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land.
Of course, all of them will have to contend with the shadow of this man. And I'm not just talking about President Trump.
They called me Coon Man. My belief that I did not wear that costume or attend that party stems in part from my clear memory of other mistakes I made in the same period of my life. That same year, I did participate in a dance contest in San Antonio, in which I darkened my face as part of a Michael Jackson costume. I look back now and regret that I did not understand the harmful legacy of an action like that. It is because my memory of that episode is so vivid that I truly do not believe I am in the picture in my yearbook.
While outlier Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz is already facing the Democratic mob for potentially dividing the anti-Trump support.
I was a supporter and am a supporter of the Affordable Care Act, which I think can be improved and enhanced so that the premiums come down for families.
Health care is a human right! Health care is a human right! Healthcare is a human right!
In any event,
healthcare is a human right!
Perhaps creepy Uncle Joe Biden or even national security threat numero uno Hillary Clinton will ride into the rescue on their platforms of sheer bullshit. But it's still too early to tell. John Bound reporting.
Incredible stuff, ladies and gentlemen, from John Bound. You can see that video at Infowars.com. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. Don't worry, David is fine. He had to take the day off because of a family emergency. I'll give you the full story on the other side. 60 seconds from now, the David Knight Show begins for this 7th of February, 2019. Stay with us, folks.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 7th of February. It's a Thursday, 2019. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. David is fine. He had to take a personal day off. Not sure, you know, how much he wants shared about it, but as you may know, if you watch the show, his wife, Karen, had to have a hip surgery last weekend, and there's been some trouble with that, so we're keeping them in our prayers. Just on a personal note, Karen is possibly one of the nicest women I've ever met in my entire life. She just exudes like motherly love, and she's really a wonderful person. You can imagine, if you know David, you can imagine just how wonderful his wife is. So prayers go out to David and Karen, and hopefully they're doing a little bit better. I'll bring you some more information if I get it. But for the time being, welcome. Harrison Smith here sitting in, sort of a last-minute sub in here. I've been sort of waiting in the bullpen just in case David had any trouble and didn't feel like he could do the show. So we wanted to be here as sort of a safety net for him. So I'm fulfilling that role here today, and hopefully I fill it to your satisfaction. And if so, please go to InfoWars.com/... what am I talking about? InfoWarsStore.com. I'm all over the place here, folks. It'll get better as the show goes on, I guarantee you. But luckily, I have this wonderful crutch called InfoWars reporters all over the country, all over the world, in fact, that are putting together just absolutely incredible reports for you folks, and you support them all by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And that's something that I really want to emphasize, because, you know, I mentioned it before, there's so many people out there, you know, doing their own thing, getting the alternative news to the forefront, reporting on this stuff that just gets passed over by the MSM or gets totally just misreported by the mainstream news out there. So there's lots of people out there that are doing it, and you can go and you can support them on Patreon or through YouTube or however you do it, or they're struggling to get by on the pennies that they get from advertising now on YouTube or any of these things. But InfoWars is the battleship. We're all in it together. You don't have to go to all of our little sites and fund us here, fund us there. We don't all have to struggle and eat ramen all day just to try to get this information out. This is the battleship. We all man our positions, man our guns, do our job. And if you just support the battleship, you support all of us. You support this massive network of people throughout the country and throughout the world who are trying to work to, you know, just support humanity, get the information out there that the freedom-loving people need to know. They need to know what threatens them. They need to know what's coming down the line. They need to know what has already happened to them that they don't even know has happened yet. So that's our job here at InfoWars, and we're trying to do it to the best of our ability. In that vein, my God, ladies and gentlemen, aborted babies used to create animal-human hybrids. This is a report by Jake Lloyd that'll leave you speechless. Let's go to that now.
Abortion seems to be the big topic so far in 2019. There's a lot of stuff that's happened. The wall, we're still working for the wall to be built. The president shut the government down. Perfect. We may see another government shutdown in the future. We may see the executive action signed by the president in order to have the wall built, circumventing Congress. But Currently, right now, in this moment in time in 2019, the big debate is abortion. Not just abortion, though, but infanticide, late-term abortion, aborting the child, killing the child just moments before it's born as it comes down the birth canal, or perhaps maybe the baby is born, labor is induced, or the mother wants to have an abortion, but she goes into labor too soon, so the baby is born, and they sedate it, or they kill it, or whatever, and they keep it, and then the mother discusses whether or not she wants to have the baby aborted still. And this is what we're discussing right now. It was kicked off when the delegate from Virginia, Kathy Tran, proposed a bill which said, yeah, you know, any baby can be killed at any moment up until birth. It also comes on the heel of the passage of a so-called women's health rights bill, which was passed in New York, the one that Governor Cuomo ordered the One World Trade Center to be lit pink in order to celebrate that one. And then again, Governor Northam went on the radio and he talked about Kathy Tran's proposed bill. And then that's when he talked about how, yes, you know, maybe if the baby is born, then it's born and it's kept comfortable. And then the discussion ensues as to whether or not the baby will be kept. So the debate right now is between people who want to kill. It's no longer about safe and legal, rare. It's not about those three things anymore. The Democrats used to say, we want abortions to be safe, legal, and rare. It's not about that anymore. They want abortions to be, sure, safe, but abortions are never safe. Abortions are never safe. They want them to be safe, legal, and frequent, as often as possible. Abort a child as often as you want to. But furthermore, now we're not just worried about this, because in a horrific, disturbing article published by The Sun today, we see that the fetal tissue of aborted children is being used in grotesque experiments in order to test drugs. Now, you likely remember the James O'Keefe videos, the Project Veritas undercover reports showing Planned Parenthood executives selling baby parts to the highest bidder. Now, of course, Planned Parenthood said, no, we're not profiting off of this. In fact, those videos are doctored. They're edited in a way to make us look evil, as though we're selling these to the highest bidder for profits. Remember, she did say that she needs a new car. I believe it was a Lamborghini, if my memory serves me. Not only do we have that being proved to be false, I believe that a court recently just said, this is not true. These videos are as they appear. We have further evidence, because experiments are taking place in which these children, these murdered children, are being experimented on. They are removing multiple glands within the child's body. They're removing the liver and other fetal tissue, and they're grafting it onto mice. First, what they do is they destroy the mouse's immune system with radiation, and then they take these glands, the liver, etc., and they graft it into the mouse in order to give the mouse a human immune system. It's grotesque, it's horrifying, and frankly, it's unnatural and disturbing. Of course, Alex Jones and InfoWars have been talking about this sort of thing for a long time, how they use aborted fetuses for this, unborn children and their murdered bodies. Now, the process goes something like this. Planned Parenthood or the other abortion clinic, whichever one it may be, is supposed to ask the so-called mother if they would like to donate the child's tissue to science. Of course, there's nothing requiring that they are told exactly what type of experiment the tissue will be used in, but say that the parent says yes. Planned Parenthood or the other abortion clinic then sells the fetal tissue in order that it may be experimented upon. One of the many disturbing facts about this issue is that research into whether this is effective, not the actual experimentation itself, but research into whether the use of fetal tissue is effective in these cases, that's being spearheaded by the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, a government-funded institution which is researching this very expensively, to the tune of $98 million. Now, President Trump has ordered that the government halt the buying of fetal tissue temporarily until they can figure out whether or not it's an actually ethical practice. But currently, the NIH is still spending $98 million on researching into whether or not it's effective to use fetal tissue in these experiments. It is deeply disturbing that one of the most contested issues of our modern day is whether or not We can kill children, but not just in the womb, as if that's okay, but whether or not we can kill children after birth. And furthermore, whether we can use their fetal tissue, their organs, in some grotesque experiment where they are implanted into a mouse to test medicine. Our founders would be ashamed. We should be ashamed that it's gotten this far. And undoubtedly, our children will be ashamed too if we don't kill them first. My name is Jake Lloyd, reporting for NewsWars.com.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, human body parts from aborted babies grafted onto mice in the name of science. It's not science, ladies and gentlemen. This is hell on earth. This is the demons rising up and using human achievement to perform perverted and disgusting experiments on human life. Absolutely disgusting. More on the other side.
Leaps and by Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. Must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The David Knight Show. It is the 7th of February, 2019. 8:20 Central Standard Time, and once again, I'm at a loss as to where to even begin today's reporting because there is so much that I can cover just from the unbelievable amount of censorship stories that came out today to this entire, I think, fabricated measles outbreak. Of course, revisiting the police officers who were shot in Houston. I actually may have a correction to make. I was under the impression that the police had died. They had, but they'd just been shot. They'd been injured. Five cops were injured serving a warrant in the Houston area. And this is the event that now has Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo arguing in favor of gun control and saying, "See how dangerous it is to have guns on our streets." And I think I will start with this because I was just reading this is a foreword from my father about the event. And I am happy to say that while I may have gotten the fact that the police didn't die, but they were simply injured, I may have gotten that wrong. Everything else I told you about this story is exactly right. Now, when I first reported this story, I was, of course, running with the information that was available at the time from the mainstream news and from government sources. That was all the information I had to go on. So I reported to you that these police had been shot. And out of sheer just, you know, I have friends in the Houston Police Department. I feel for these people. I, you know, feel for their families that have to deal with a loved one potentially not coming home day after day. They go out in this incredibly dangerous situation. So I feel for the police officers, and I understand the danger that they face, and I'm sorry that they got shot. But am I really? I mean, what did they expect to have happen? Because as you continue to look into the story goes from the mainstream government depiction of events, which basically depicted it as drug dealers just madly firing at a couple cops as they approached the house to serve the warrant. That was the original impression that was given to us. To a very different story. A story that makes it eminently understandable why the victims, the now dead victims, these two people in their 50s who lived in this house for 20 years and were shot dead by the Houston police, it becomes eminently understandable why they fired on the police officers, because the circumstances in which they found their house being invaded by plainclothes officers, that is, officers not in uniform, who immediately kick the door down and shoot their dog, you know, just you're sitting enjoying your afternoon one day in your living room, somebody kicks your door open and shoots your dog and is not wearing a police uniform, and, you know, potentially doesn't even announce that they're police. Of course, the police officers confiscated the security cameras from the house next door. They were not wearing body cams at the time, supposedly. I don't believe that. But this is the situation. This is Joe Jarvis via the Daily Bell, who's saying basically just exactly what I told you. When I finally got more information about this and I heard what the police chief said about it, what his spin on it was and how he was using it to justify gun control, it became perfectly clear what the reality of the situation is. It wasn't just two drug dealers at home shooting at cops as they came to serve a warrant. No, this was two innocent people who had their door kicked in, their dog shot, and before they could even tell what was going on, they were riddled with bullets from the rest of the police officers. So he says, in this case, a couple in their late 50s with no criminal history was accused of selling heroin out of the home they lived in for 20 years. The cops got a warrant to search the home after they claimed someone sold a confidential informant heroin at the couple's home. Apparently, the word of one druggy informant is all the justification cops need. Police busted the door down and shot the couple's dog. The man responded by firing his handgun at the officers. According to the police chief, narcotics officers don't show up in uniform when executing search warrants. So did this guy even know it was the police who had just invaded his home and shot his dog? We'll never know because dead men tell no tales. The couple was murdered by the police officers and there was no heroin found in the home. These cops murdered this couple for nothing. He says, gee, I wonder why so many people are critical of the police. But the police union president says that we will be tracked and monitored for any word uttered that could be seen as, quote, stirring the pot on police officers. The police chief says that these officers have to make life or death split-second decisions. They say, not true. They could serve warrants in a more controlled environment. Once the suspect leave the home, they could announce themselves and have better trained negotiation talk the suspects into surrender. Or better yet, they could stop policing crimes that have no victims. So yes, I completely agree with this. And, you know, at the end of the day, these police officers are just following orders. You know, we've heard that one before. Same time, they're just being put in this position by the higher ups, by the police chiefs who, and you have to understand the whole reason of the drug war, the whole reason for this, these overt police tactics, the whole reason we send domestic police to Israel to train with their military police, the whole reason that this entire dichotomy of warfare between the people and police, and this is being set up on purpose because they want that divide. They want the distinct separation between those who serve the state and work on behalf of the state and can do whatever they want and can live without consequence and can tell you what to do. And if you don't do it, they can shoot you. And this military style us versus them dichotomy has been literally drilled into the police officers. So they go and start living this and acting this out on the people. The people, of course, are going to respond in the way that you saw here. Someone's kicking in your door. They're not wearing a uniform. They shoot your dog. You shoot back. Is that such a bad thing to do? Is that not the exact reaction that any of us would have? That's the exact option I would have. That's the exact reaction I would have if someone in plain clothes did that. But this dichotomy is being developed and being enforced from the top on purpose. It's not the individual police officers who are like, oh, I just want to go out and kill innocent people right now. No, they're not set up for that. They're being told, here are the tactics you need to use. We are in a war. It's us versus them. It's the citizens versus the police officers. And it is, you know, it's our job to go in guns blazing and get these people down because they're going to kill us if we don't do this. They're setting up this incredibly dangerous dichotomy. And it's the same reason that you see moving all of, you know, it's one of the many reasons that you see moving Muslim migrants into Europe where they caused this crime rate to skyrocket astronomically, because previously where you had a very safe, very law-abiding, very cohesive population, well, now there's division. Now you have the excuse to arm your police a little bit better, to put body armor on them, put helmets on them so you can't see their face, so they seem dehumanized. This is all a plan. This is all part of the mechanisms being employed upon humanity, upon the American people, to keep us in a state of slavery and subjugation. It's all a plan.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Yeah.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
Wars are like 12-round heavyweight boxing championship fights. It's about who wants it, who's prepared to go the longest, and who's ready to do the damage. We took on Hillary Clinton. We stopped her. We got a nationalist in. Nationalists are getting elected all over the world right now. We are winning. But those of us who are at the very front line, at the tip of the spear, are under unprecedented attack. So I come to you each day and try to explain to you that this is a war of attrition. This is about who wants it most. And you know the persecution, the censorship, the sponsors they've taken, everything. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I need financial support, and I got products you and your family need. It's that simple. Thousands of great products, whatever's award-winning, whatever's best-selling, what folks love, what I love, we bring it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today, look at all the great products, because we're in your hands, I'm in your hands, and your support is beyond critical. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. With the power of the First Amendment. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the David Knight Show. Later in this edition of the David Knight Show, we will be joined by Leo Zagami in the 9 o'clock hour. And at 10 a.m., we'll be joined by Gerald Celente. So tons of big news to talk about with those two absolutely incredible guests. But first, I want to go to this video by Roger Stone talking about the importance of having free speech in this day and age. Let's go to that now.
No, I agree with what Alex Jones just said. There's nothing really worse than a Southern white liberal. And what he described was infanticide. That's right, the murder of a born child. Donald Trump called him out last night. But contrast the situation with Governor Northam, who was found red-handed to have a yearbook photo of him either in blackface or in a Ku Klux Klan outfit. First he said, well, he apologized, that was him. Then he said, well, maybe it wasn't him, but he admitted that he'd been in blackface previously. Now compare that to Florida Secretary of State Mike Ertel. Mike Ertel was appointed Secretary of State by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, and when a photo of him surfaced in blackface, he resigned within 24 hours. You see, that's the difference between Republicans and Democrats. Both of them wrong, but in this case, Northam trying to hold on to power. You saw that group of women clad in white last night during the president's State of the Union address. I haven't seen that many Democrats wearing white since they formed the Ku Klux Klan. No, last night was a Reagan-esque tour de force for President Donald Trump. Now, I personally have attended 6 State of the Union addresses during the 8 years of the Reagan presidency. But I must tell you, I never felt the kind of energy, the kind of dynamism that you could feel in the room last night, and I was watching on TV. I thought Ronald Reagan was the father of our greatest economic comeback until Donald Trump became president. And now America is open for business, and we finally have a president who puts America first. Contrast that with the disrespectful, even bizarre behavior of Nancy Pelosi, shuffling through the papers while the president is speaking in an extraordinary display of disrespect and arrogance. In the meantime, I don't criticize her for not smiling because she has so much Botox, I don't think she can move her face. But the antics of the Democrats on the floor watching Octavia Cortez air-slapping no one, slapping 5 with the air, was nothing less than bizarre. The president, I think, hit all the right notes. First, he talked about the major comeback of America's economy. 4.8 million new jobs, 500,000 manufacturing jobs alone. Those are the jobs Barack Obama said were never coming back. 300,000 new jobs in the last quarter, almost twice the estimate. Wage growth at an all-time high. And African-American and Hispanic unemployment at the lowest point since they began keeping those statistics. Then, of course, the president called out Robert Mueller and the deep state. Because after 2 years and $30 million of your tax money, we still have no evidence of Russian collusion or any other crime that involves Russia and connects the Trump campaign to the Russian state. Let's face it, this is a move to remove our president. But the most troubling thing about yesterday was the stunning news that the War Room, which I co-host with my colleague Owen Schroyer, has been knocked off of Facebook. Folks, this is part of the same insidious, relentless campaign of censorship that is being wielded against InfoWars. Why? Because Alex Jones brings you the truth. Because Roger Stone brings you the truth. Because David Knight and Owen Schroyer and Millie Weaver and so many others on the InfoWar team give it to you straight, unvarnished, unedited, the stone cold truth, if you will. And that's why they want to take us down. What's the answer? Well, we're prepared to fight, but not if you don't have our back. I've got to be honest with you. I'm going through some very difficult days, as people know. But there's a new product, and I think people know I use the InfoWar products. I swear by BrainForce Plus, but TurboForce takes it to a whole new level. This product gives me the vitality and the energy that I need to fight 12 hours a day. It's round the clock for me these days, meeting with lawyers, giving interviews, preparing for my conversations here on InfoWars. So I can tell you firsthand, and I've used them all, this is the very best energy and vitality and focus product that I've ever used. The scientists who work closely with Alex Jones have taken it to a whole new level. And when you stack it with BrainForce Plus, you are turbocharging your focus, your energy, your vitality, your intellect. It's more than just a physical lift. It's a mental lift at the same time. So please recognize that we cannot continue to conduct the war against the deep state. We cannot continue to fight with George Soros and the insidious and corrupt intelligence agencies that are still sadly in the control of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, without your support. And the campaign of censorship that is being run against InfoWars is part of their master plan. It's not a secret to anybody that they want to take me down. They want to send me to prison for the rest of my life. And I want people to understand that the platform of InfoWars is vitally important in terms of my strategy for survival. If I don't have the ability to come to InfoWars and tell you exactly what's going on, tell you why an Obama-appointed judge is now considering slapping a gag on me and why I believe that gag will be challenged in court and could be overturned, because I can't come to InfoWars and tell you the story. No, when I go on any of these other channels, they give me little time and they try to edit what I say. Now, I'm not going to tell you chapter and verse about the charges against me, other than to say that a vital part of my strategy is being able to speak to you every day on InfoWars. It's the only way that you can get the truth. And as Alex Jones has said many times, part of the fight is for you to take the very best links, the very best stories, the things you find most compelling about what we say and report here at InfoWars, and send it to your email list. Put it up on your Facebook page, your Twitter page, your Instagram page. You've got to spread the word. You see, Alex Jones is like the Paul Revere of this revolution. He's the early warning system that tells you what's coming, and that's why they are so desperate to silence him. So please go to the InfoWars.com store now. There's a lot of choices. You can buy one of our great nutraceutical products like Turbo Force or Brain Force Plus, or one my sister really likes, the turmeric formula. I find really good for people who are on their feet long hours. She's a waitress. She swears by it. Or you can buy one of our books or t-shirts, or you can just send a contribution. $25, $50, $100.
That's right, folks. InfoWarsStore.com, yes, InfoWarsLife.com is where you go to get those products. And Roger Stone, of course, as always, making a fantastic argument for just why this type of free speech broadcast is so vital and so important. And the stories that I will get to for the rest of this hour and the next 2 hours beyond will prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is a life and death struggle that humanity is waging against the elites, the globalists, the machine, and the state of slavery that they want to subjugate all of us into, the fallen state, the state of subjugation and control that they want to crush everybody into and that we refuse to submit to. Stay with us, folks.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. with powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body. Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
By Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This segment is incredibly important, strictly because of the sheer number of stories that came out just today and the picture that they illustrate of just what's going on in the world of tech, today. It's so brazen. It's so outrageous. It will not stand. And you'll see. Let's begin with this InfoWars.com story with Paul Joseph Watson. BuzzFeed lobbies Twitter to ban memes that make fun of blackface Democrats. So BuzzFeed is now lobbying Twitter to censor memes that satirize the Democratic Party. Of course, obviously, Democrats embroiled in blackface scandal after Virginia Governor Ralph Northam and Attorney General Mark Herring admitted to wearing makeup to make them look African-American. One creative conservative chose to make fun of this by posting a meme during Trump's State of the Union speech, which depicted white wearing Democratic congresswomen in distinctive KKK robes. Obviously, that was hilarious and appropriate considering the fact that they are the party of the KKK and they were all wearing white for some unknown reason. After the meme went viral, BuzzFeed fired off an article and a tweet which asserted Twitter is allowing this altered photo comparing women of Congress to who wore white to the State of the Union, to the KKK, to circulate on its platform despite its own policy that doesn't allow symbols historically associated with hate groups. Other Twitters quickly corrected BuzzFeed, pointing out that such images were only banned if they were used to glorify racism. The responses says wrong. The code of conduct only disallows these images if they're meant to promote racial bigotry, which in this case they are not. This is obvious. This doesn't matter to BuzzFeed. They say, you know, Paul points out, under the same rules, the very picture that started Governor Northam's scandal would have also been banned. But it seems outrageous, right? They say, well, they're calling us the KKK, so we need to ban them. We need to stop them from being able to spread this meme, this hate meme that uses racial imagery. You can see, I mean, there's so many things in just this story, the way that these jerks will abuse any rule. You know, we don't have to follow it, but if they even follow it a little, you know, if they break the rule just a smidgen, just a little bit, we're going to come after them with everything that we have. Now, you know, what you have to understand is that these big tech companies, in addition to being the servants of the deep state and the big moneyed interests that are pulling the strings in Washington and elsewhere, they are hand in hand with the liberal media like BuzzFeed, which is owned in large part by NBC. They're all in the same cabal. They're all working on the same project of enslavement of all of humanity to their whims. So the fact that BuzzFeed will lobby for this meme to be eradicated on Twitter is not out of the question, especially when you consider the next couple stories that I'm going to tell you about, including this one. Daily Caller editor-in-chief locked out of account for tweeting "learn to code." So that's right. They are now locking out the editor of a major online newspaper, the Daily Caller, for an utterly harmless and sarcastic meme, a tweet, "learn to code," the words "learn to code." Does that sound like hate speech to you? Does that sound like a threat? Does that sound like violence? Does that sound like just an iota, just one percentage of as bad as the things that people were saying about the Covington boys that have suffered no consequences whatsoever? And does it matter at all that this is the editor of a major newspaper not saying anything hateful, not saying anything that is worthy of being banned from Twitter, but they still get banned? Because why? Because Twitter is protecting the soft, gay little hearts of their buddies in the mainstream news and the, you know, controlled alternative media like BuzzFeed, who, as they're losing their jobs at a massive rate, people throw back at them the snarky, snide, condescending, and arrogant insult that they leveled at people like coal workers, people who are losing their jobs because of government overreach that destroyed their jobs, that lost them their livelihood. They responded with, well, why don't you learn to code? Why don't you just get with the times, dude? Just learn to code. Well, now you're losing your job, so we throw that back at you. You go cattle to Twitter. This is why I say socialists and Democrats, they're snitches. These people are servants of the state. All these characters in movies, Randall from Recess, all these little sniveling, snide spies that will run to principal or run to your mom and report on you. This is the socialist. This is this evil, weak, dependent, boot-licking spirit that infests places like BuzzFeed. And so now you have the Daily Caller editor locked out of his Twitter account because he said, "learn to code." And who was he responding to? The Daily Show. Oh, you got to protect the Daily Show. You can't have people saying "learn to code" against them. So they're kicking off the editor of the Daily Caller. You also have a conservative congressional candidate getting kicked off of Instagram for tweeting a meme about Elizabeth Warren. So they are protecting their own. They are looking after their own. They will destroy you if you go after people who are ideologically similar to them. Instagram apologizes for removing GOP spokeswoman's post about Senator Warren. Someone's name is McEnany. McEnany's post was removed for allegedly violating community guidelines, according to screenshots as she posted to her Twitter account. Instagram apologized after erroneously moving a post by Republican Party national spokesperson Kayla McEnany. McEnany. Yeah, that's right. McEnany. She put up an image of Democrat Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren's Bar of Texas registration that she posted to her account. So it wasn't even a meme. This was actually just a literal photo of her bar registration that proves she registered as a Native American to get a leg up, stealing this, you know, privilege of being a minority in America to try to get ahead, lied. It gives lie to all the rest of the stuff that she said about, oh, I never said I was Native American. I never used that to get ahead. Instagram removed that post from a national GOP spokeswoman. They are protecting their own, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing on, Microsoft partner NewsGuard, of course, this will be the Ministry of Truth application that will be installed already on any Microsoft device from here on out. Their partner NewsGuard removes Daily Mail from their news blacklist after backlash. So yes, Daily Mail was on its blacklist, which includes Breitbart News, WikiLeaks, and the Drudge Report, and of course, InfoWars. An analysis by a group called LCN found that anti-Trump, this group, NewsGuard, is twice as likely to target conservative websites over liberal websites. And, they're once again all on the same team. They're all serving the same masters. NewsGuard claims to be a nonpartisan fact-checking organization, but a quick glance at its operations and related social media accounts shows an unhinged group of committed Trump haters. It's a news filtering browser extension that's partnered with Microsoft, run by neoconservatives, Obama, Clinton alumni, and other assorted Trump haters who have on its blacklist of unreliable news websites, the Breitbart News, the Drudge Report, and the Daily Mail. And now LaCorte News, LCN, comes out that conservative sites are twice as likely. So that's going to be installed on your computer, serving the masters, serving the government. So you won't even be, I mean, is it starting to come clear what is going on here? That the targeting of conservatives is going to be all-encompassing. The browser is going to target it. The applications are going to target it. The social media platforms are going to target it. The media is going to come out and write articles demanding that they target it if they aren't targeting it already. They're going to keep down congressional candidates. They're going to support liberal candidates. This is the all-encompassing paradigm of absolute control that is being leveled down on us. Meanwhile, you have a Democratic congresswoman threatening a teenage conservative, saying he should learn her name and be scared of her. So during the State of the Union, CJ Pearson, who's a 16-year-old political commentator, noted that Ocasio-Cortez was talking throughout President Donald Trump's entire speech, and the woman next to her keeps trying to look the other way. This woman is a 65-year-old congresswoman, and she said that her and Ocasio-Cortez are the future of this country. And she added, "You're right to be afraid of us. You should learn my name." You think we're afraid of you, you old hag? You 65-year-old affirmative action nothing? We are not afraid of you in the slightest. We're sick of you abusing your power and using your cronies in the media and big tech to silence legitimate concerns and legitimate criticisms about an ideology that you support that has brought the world nothing but death and destruction. You think we're afraid of you? No, we're getting sick of you. You better be afraid of pushing us too far, because this will not stand. And if you block us from the internet and you stop us from talking in the way that we want to and coming to a peaceful solution, you are going to look back and find that that was a big mistake. We want peaceful revolution.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Mainstream propaganda. It's the David Knight Show.
Benjamin Franklin prescribed this for our nation back in 1778, saying, "Whereas true religion and good morals are the only solid foundations of public liberty and happiness, it is hereby earnestly recommended to the several states to take the most effectual measures for the encouragement thereof." Today, we are plagued by a volatile Marxist generation rejecting the Founding Fathers' quest for individual liberty. The idiocy of anti-morality has flared up as a generation of cowards embrace a culture of selfishness that mocks the selflessness of previous American generations while murdering future generations.
So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mothers.
Do you regret what you said yesterday or the way you said it?
No, I don't. And you know, Alan, I appreciate the question. I'm a physician.
In the midst of this, Northam's racist past is used against not just him, but all of us. A media circus created to distract from the original evil post-birth abortion controversy, a topic the mainstream media won't fully address.
I take credit for recognizing that this was a horrific photo that was on my page with my name, Ralph Northam, above. I dressed up in a, what's his name? The singer? Michael Jackson, excuse me. That's why I had Pam with me. I had the shoes, I had a glove, and I used just a little bit of shoe polish to put under my, or on my cheeks.
On January 22nd, New York Governor Cuomo signed the Reproductive Health Care Act into law, which expanded the circumstances under which a woman can legally obtain an abortion, including up until the moment of birth. And on January 28th, the Virginia legislature introduced a similar bill. The mainstream media will simply not address the established aborted baby market, one that Planned Parenthood, which is heavily supported by George Soros, has been actively involved in, as two of Planned Parenthood's business partners, Da Vinci Biosciences and DV Biologics, have admitted guilt in a $7.8 million settlement with the Orange County District Attorney for selling aborted baby body parts from Planned Parenthood of Orange and San Bernardino counties for profit in violation of federal and California law, as reported by the Center for Medical Progress.
Aborted babies' bodies are very valuable commodity in today's America. Research institutions, elite universities, medical centers pay a lot of money for baby parts. I find myself in complete shock saying that on television in America in 2019, but you can buy the arms and legs and skin of babies today.
While Lucian Greaves of the Satanic Temple is given a soapbox after being the subject of a recent Hollywood documentary praising him.
Well, the first Satanic Temple action that I heard of was definitely the Baphomet campaign in Oklahoma, when they were fundraising to make this 8.5 foot tall bronze, you know, goat-headed deity called Baphomet, and, you know, this, and I thought it was brilliant. Like many people who saw that story and those headlines and that campaign, you know, was really, made me smile, it made me think, and I thought it was really smart.
Greaves is preaching an irrational fear of Vice President Pence to a generation of swine. Greaves said, "Trump is too stupid to predict. The guy has no concept of his own limitations. The thing that makes me most uncomfortable with Trump is the fact that he has no vision. Mike Pence really scares me," Greaves told the Daily Beast. Pence has a clear theocratic vision for the United States.
How do those themes around Satan and Satanism resonate right now?
For me, it seems kind of obvious that
there's been a complete reversal in the roles of who's ostensibly the good guys and who are the bad guys. Right now we have evangelical nationalists pushing a theocratic agenda in the United States and making great headway to take away people's reproductive rights.
The United States is dangerously demoralized. When a governor attempts to legalize the murder of living, breathing citizens, and the public is manipulated to support the concerns of the Satanic Temple, there's no other way but...
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. Must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Harrison Smith here, sitting in for David Knight on this, the 7th of February, 2019, 9:06 a.m. Central Standard Time. I'll be joined shortly by Leo Zagami. We're going to talk about just what the hell is going on in the Vatican with the rumors of sex slavery of nuns, just absolutely despicable stuff. We will be getting into that, and we'll be talking about what's going on with the investigations of Donald Trump and what the Democrats are up to in the national government. But I want to stick on this story of absolute censorship, control, and collusion between the big tech companies, their controlled media outlets, and big government that pulls the strings of them all, itself having its strings pulled by the billionaires and elite circle, the cabal, the Family of 300, the Trilateral Commission, the Tavistock Group, all of these think tanks and these so-called non-governmental organizations or any of these types of just cabals. That's all they are collusions and cabals and conspiracies to eliminate our ability to protect ourselves, our ability to be free and independent human beings in this world. And I understand it's early. I understand a lot of people are just waking up. But you have to understand, we're in a war, and there are shells cracking over your head. There is debris falling all around you, and you're waking up, and I'm going, put a helmet on, get down, you get in the foxhole, man your gun. You're going, oh man, it's really early. Are you, gosh, and why do you seem so mad? We're under attack. The bombardment is incoming. It is here. It is landing all around us. We are being destroyed. So if you don't understand this, you need to, these are just the stories from today, okay? So let's go over them one more time in case you missed the last segment. You have BuzzFeed lobbying Twitter to ban memes that make fun of blackface Democrats by putting photoshopping KKK hoods on Democrats to point out that they are the party of the KKK, to mock them for their virtue signaling BS nonsense of wearing white to the State of the Union like they are children, like they are just the most pointless, useless people in the entire world. They only cheer for themselves. But if you make fun of them, BuzzFeed wants Twitter to ban you. They want to ban memes that mock Democrats for their own positions, for their own history, and for their own ridiculous double standard when it comes to racism in their own party versus when it's displayed elsewhere, or not even displayed elsewhere, but assumed to be going on elsewhere, when they call Donald Trump or Mike Pence or any of us racist with absolutely zero proof. They want to ban us from calling out them for their real racism. Sounds absurd, right? Right? Why would Twitter ever do that? Well, the Daily Caller editor, the editor of the major national newspaper, the conservative, you know, alternative news outlet, the Daily Caller, the editor of that website, locked out of his Twitter account for tweeting the hate-filled, the vile and obscene phrase, "learn to code." So yes, throwing their own snarky, sarcastic, arrogant meme back at them when they told coal workers to go learn to code because Obama was actively destroying their jobs. Not, oh, your job is no longer viable. The market has moved on. You're going to have to move with the times and change. No, they actively had their jobs destroyed by overreaching governmental agencies who, in the name of environmentalism, was doing nothing to protect the environment and was, in fact, destroying a thriving industry that has now resurged, thank God, and thanks President Trump. But they're mocking those people who've had their jobs destroyed by telling them to learn to code. Now turning that around on them is hate speech and will get even prominent people kicked off of Twitter. In addition to that, you have a prominent GOP spokeswoman posting about the fact that Senator Warren used the falsehood of her own Indian Native American background to get a leg up on a job. It gives the lie to everything. It gives the lie to Elizabeth Warren saying she never used it to get a leg up. It gives the lie to the fact that white privilege is what you need to get ahead. Posting not a meme, not making fun of it, nothing racist, posting the fact, posting the actual card that Elizabeth Warren filled out when she was applying for the Texas bar, that got a prominent GOP spokeswoman kicked off of Instagram. Okay, are you starting to see the picture come into focus now on what exactly is going on, especially when you have the Microsoft partner NewsGuard, which is just a conglomeration of anti-Trump and anti-conservative and liberal socialist activists who now have the reins of control. Now their app, their opinions are going to be embedded in every browser that Microsoft comes out with from here on out. They're becoming the Ministry of Truth. They're unelected. They've appointed themselves. They've been appointed by the deep state and the billionaires whose ideology and agenda that they serve. And they accuse, they call Daily Mail, Breitbart News, Drudge Report, WikiLeaks, and InfoWars fake news. Not only that, but they actually contact the sponsors of these people and try to get them pulled. So financially, they can't even support themselves, especially since these sponsors will see, well, you know, if NewsGuard is blocking them, a lot less people are going to be going to their site, so I'm not going to pay as much for advertising. They are on a war of all-out destruction of the American ethos, of America itself. You have Democratic Congresswoman threatening a teenage conservative, 16-year-old C.J. Pearson, who said the very innocent observation that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was talking throughout the entire State of the Union and that some woman next to her was, distracting her and trying to get her to look the other way. And this woman, this 65-year-old congresswoman, responded to this harmless tweet, totally harmless, an observation, no insults, nothing snide, nothing hateful, a simple observation. What does she respond with? We are the future of this country, her and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, this 65-year-old hag who no one has ever heard of. And she says, and you're right to be afraid of us, but you should learn my name. Like a schoolyard bully, a 65-year-old congresswoman acting like a schoolyard bully to a 16-year-old commentator who said nothing insulting or anything to her. This is we've given these people power. You think these people will be measured or considerate when they're exercising the power that has been bestowed upon them, that has been granted to them in this long 200-year tradition of our representative republic where they're there to serve the people? They turn around and threaten those same people and say, if you dare to even question me, if you dare to even point out that I'm being rude, I will bring down the entire power of my office on you, you plebeian, you peon, you nothing, somebody who I subjugate and crush beneath my heel. These people are evil beyond belief. And this is just today. This is just the news from today. We can go back and look at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from a month ago saying, threatening Donald Trump Jr. with her subpoena power now that she's she's in charge. You can look at Rashida Tlaib, who, when she comes into office, says, we're going to impeach that mother effer, and that's why I got elected. These people are abusing their power. They're evil. They're on a power trip that will end in their destruction, because they are going to push too far on the American people, and we are going to snap. This is not a threat. It's a promise. It's a warning. It is a big sign saying you are driving towards a cliff, and they look at you and smirk and smile and floor the pedal. Goodbye. Good riddance. I will savor your comeuppance when it arrives. And then you have this. Apple gives deep state access to Roger Stone's iCloud account after refusing to violate privacy of San Bernardino terrorists. Back when terrorists shot up their workplace, Apple refused to give the federal government access to the devices, saying, we've objected to the FBI's demand that Apple build a backdoor because we believe it's wrong and could set us dangerous precedent. Well, fast forward to the present, and we see that Apple no longer seems to have the same privacy concerns as it once did. Without any fight, they simply turned over Roger Stone's iCloud passwords and God knows what else, because Orange Man bad. That's exactly right. Find that story on Infowars.com. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. Apple, Google, Facebook, Twitter, the SPLC, the ADL, the FBI, the Trilateral Commission, the Globalists, the UN, they're all against you. They're all arrayed against you. They'll break their own rules to destroy you. They'll let their own people say whatever they want on their platforms while absolutely banning you for the slightest, misstep. This is socialism. This is how it works, folks.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, in the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited-time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back to The David Knight Show. Ladies and gentlemen, Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight today. I'm joined now by very special guest Leo Zagami, who has been absolutely on top of basically every... I want to say, you know, the scandal at the Vatican, but that's not quite specific enough, is it? It seems like every month some new bombshell revelation comes out detailing the depths of the depravity that takes place in the capital of Catholicism. So thank you so much for joining me, Mr. Zagami, and what a strange new story has arrived from the Vatican, with Pope Francis finally admitting to the abuse of nuns that rises, some say, to the level of sex slavery. This is Leo Zagami. You can find the full story at leozagami.com. Mr. Zagami, just quickly, what is going on here? What is happening in this story about these the abuse of these nuns?
Well, hello. It's nice to be again here on the David Knight Show. Hopefully we're going to be together with David again, because I've been praying for him very much. So he's in my heart, and I will be praying also for his wife.
Thank you very much. I know they appreciate it so much.
Regarding the nuns, well, this is a scandal that goes back a few decades, and especially in Africa. The Catholic Church started to receiving disturbing news about slavery in the Catholic nuns already in the early 90s. But John Paul II did absolutely nothing. Joseph Ratzinger, who later was in charge of the Congregation for the Matters of Faith, which presides over the doctrine and should, of course, supervise, because it is what used to be the whole Inquisition. They did absolutely nothing to stop all this, because these bishops are considered the way too powerful. And it's not only a question of bishops. There is also priests. Mm-hmm. Who basically, what happens is this. For example, a lot of the pedophile priests are kept in a sort of safety houses, which are issued by the Catholic Church for the protection of these priests from the outside world. And these houses usually have as servants, as maids, nuns. So the nuns are enslaved by these vicious predators, which, of course, in various ways. But there is also other problems regarding the nuns. Of course, we could have made also a joke. Tomorrow is Friday. What does a priest eat on Friday? None. But this is, you know, it's a classic joke. You know? But the thing is really disturbing, because we have to understand that celibacy in the church is not really a new thing, but it's something that in the last five centuries has been implemented, especially when there was more rigorous control around the church and the traditions that the church was supposed to carry. But this whole thing about celibacy was born around three centuries after Christ already. They were talking about implementing it, but a lot of people were refusing this whole thing. And later on, when they started to force the celibacy, both on men and women, because, you see, when it comes down to women, there is a particular passage, I think, of St. Paul that talks about the fact that if you are a widow or you are unmarried, you should stay in the state of celibacy. And recently, Pope Francis says, you know, this is a gift of celibacy that one gives to the church. But this celibacy has created situations of abuse, not only when it comes to pedophilia and priests, but also when it comes down to nuns, nuns on nuns. And it's really despicable what happens in some congregations of nuns, where they are abused, where they are forced to practice black magic, because a lot of them practice black magic. And I can tell you one thing. Not far away from where I am reporting today, there is a monastery. This monastery, this is the first time I'm telling this story on camera, but this monastery is the monastery of Santa Scholastica, which you can see at the beginning of the film Omen, the third installment of the Omen film, which I think came out in the early 80s, Omen 3, the Antichrist, you know, this whole story. And of course, the exorcist arrived from Subiaco, this holy monastery. Well, this holy monastery is not that holy, because a few years back, around the year 2000, they were digging inside this cave that links one monastery to the other, meaning Santa Scholastica to Sacro Speco. And at that point, and it links basically priests with nuns, at that point they found in these caves that are hundreds of years old, fetuses everywhere. So this is a practice that is very old. And also people think that the black mass was invented by Satanists. No, no, no. The black mass was invented by Catholic priests and nuns. And there is actually a history behind the whole thing. And even Aleister Crowley himself used to say, I can't really celebrate in first person a black mass because it has to be celebrated by a Catholic priest. And it was actually born at the time of Catherine de' Medici, 5 centuries ago in France. She was the queen. She was a very powerful individual. She decided to, she wanted to save her kingdom. She wanted to save her son, who was very sick. And she decided to celebrate with a Catholic priest the first Black Mass, which included the sacrifice of a young child that would be used later on while he was chopped his head off as a bleeding oracle. I know it's pretty much disgusting, but a few decades after that, French Roman Catholic priests were in high demand in France, and there was even a scandal that erupted when they found, investigators discovered the corpses of 2,500 infants buried in the yard of Madame Lavoisin, who was in charge with this Catholic man called Abbé Étienne Guibourg of celebrating black masses. But we're not talking about one black mass. We're talking about one after the other, including a very famous one that apparently took place in 1666 in Paris. Since then, Paris is the capital worldwide of Satanism. Everything in Paris really is satanic. That's why the Rosemary's Baby new series, not the old film, of course, that was based in New York, like the Ira Levy, of course, writing. But the new series that you saw coming out, I think, 5 years ago, well, it was ambientated in Paris. And there is a reason why. We have also such an evil character like Macron these days. Of course, himself was an abused child at the age of 13, I think.
Right.
So there is a long-standing tradition here of the elite, but this tradition is also linked to the Catholic Church, because the moment they force celibacy on the Catholic Church, the Catholic priest and the nuns needed other ways of expressing their sexuality.
Right.
Of course, there is the ones who are holy, who need to be celibate in order to purify the spirit and talk with God. I have maximum respect for
those are so rare, and it's such a gift and a calling, you know. That's why the Orthodox Church, you know, if you're a bishop, if you're really called to this and you really, you know, want to give yourself over, okay, then you have to be celibate, you're in charge, you know, you're in a leadership position, you're really called to this. They don't make their lay priests or their average priest do it, because that's ridiculous. Not everybody's called to that level of strength of will.
Wars are like 12-round heavyweight boxing championship fights. It's about who wants it, who's prepared to go the longest, and who's ready to do the damage. We took on Hillary Clinton. We stopped it. We got a nationalist in. Nationalists are getting elected all over the world right now. We are winning. But those of us who are at the very front line, at the tip of the spear, are under unprecedented attack. So I come to you each day and try to explain to you that this is a war of attrition. This is about who wants it most. And you know the persecution, the censorship, the sponsors, they've taken everything. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I need financial support, and I got products you and your family need. It's that simple. Thousands of great products, whatever's award-winning, whatever's best-selling, what folks love, what I love, we bring it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today, look at all the great products, because we're in your hands, I'm in your hands, and your support is beyond critical. Thank you.
Listen, I'm just going to tell listeners something right now. I think our best products are Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level that no other company got. Nobody else did. Because everybody else, they put in a little bit of product and then they do a bunch of advertising and promote it. The turmeric in this is 95% curcuminoid. Nobody else has that bright yellow school bus color. That's what you're looking for. It's got it. Find out about Body's today at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best fish oil out there. We have Honor Roll for kids. This concentrated little bitty caplets, gel caplets. We also have for adults the Ultimate Krill Oil that is so pure, so good. And we have the Ultimate Fish Oil as well. All three of those, everybody. Energy for healthy life, for brain, for heart. These are the best. InfoWarsStore.com. And then don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we have our newest, Turbo Force, for folks in the military or doctors or our long-haul truck drivers or airline pilots or whatever. This is the cleanest burning, wide-spectrum, nootropic energy, beyond energy drink. Super strong, super healthy, super amazing. Turbo Force, I believe, has become our number one best-selling product. You need to try Turbo Force today.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight with my guest Leo Zagami. Find his work at leozagami.com. He is dropping knowledge bombs about the Catholic Church. And Mr. Zagami, if I can sort of lay the groundwork, you could tell me if I have this right. My understanding of the
issue of celibacy within the Catholic Church really begins with the Orthodox Church before the Catholicism was really even a thing, when bishops would be leaders in their town or in their city or in their country. So they were making political decisions. At the time, they were not required to be celibate, which means they would have families, which meant that people who had ill intentions could take these families hostage or force these bishops to make decisions that were based on the safety of their family or the caring of their family. So they were able to manipulate these bishops into a position where they either have to choose what's right for the church and the community or save their, you know, their loved ones. And so they said, okay, you're not allowed to have a family anymore. If you're in a decision-making position, you need to be only responsible for yourself and the church. And so if somebody threatens you, well, you just sacrifice yourself. You're able to do that. People are, you know, much less willing. And I'm not even sure, you know, Christianity calls for you to sacrifice your wife or your children. That's too far. But so it made sense that they say, okay, you have to be alone. You have to be a single person. Because then you can make a decision that's right. And if you have to sacrifice yourself, you sacrifice yourself, but nobody else. And then that devolves, through the Catholic Church into every priest being required to be celibate, which, as, you know, I was saying at the end of the last segment, is not something, I mean, that's, the sex drive is so strong in humans. The desire to mate, the desire to find a partner is so strong that to require every single priest to be celibate is absolutely ridiculous. And it leads to these situations of pedophilia or, as we're seeing now, the sex slavery in nuns. I mean, I know people that wanted to be Catholic priests and went to like a retreat to start training for it. And they say, just, it's just an open seat. Just everyone's gay. Just everyone there is gay. And he was like, I can't do this. He dropped out because he's like, it's just an open secret and everybody is gay. And you can even find these interviews with pedophile priests who say, hey, in our mind, we had to be celibate, which meant sex was a sin. And in their mind, it was like, well, a sin with a child or a sin with a woman are sort of equal in the eyes of God. So, hey, why wouldn't I go for the kid? You know, if it's all equal, if I'm doing something bad anyway, I might as well, you know, get my rocks off with, you know, a child victim. Am I understanding this sort of path correctly? And then where does it go from here? Leo Zagami.
Well, yes, even if, of course, there is sometimes some misunderstandings of when the celibacy actually started, because, as I said earlier, it actually started at the very beginning, but the first pope was not celibate. He was married. We know that, St. Peter, you know, right. I mean, so, you know, then later on, as I said, after the third century after Christ, towards the Council of Nicaea, things started to become different. And of course, they implemented a celibacy that a lot of times was only on paper. You have to understand that up until a few decades ago, nobody could know if that bishop had a mistress or this other priest had a mistress, because there was not the immediate communication we have nowadays. The fact you can just put, you know, photograph with a phone, send a photo out, and that's it for the guy, you know, who is having
And even back in the days of the Medici, as you were talking about earlier, I mean, there are accounts from back then. You could not believe the level of degeneracy and depravity that was going on behind the scenes of the Medici popes. Whew.
So, in a couple of centuries earlier, we had even the Borgias, no? The century earlier, right. We had the Borgias. Lucrezia Borgia, which Lucrezia really launched a fashion. She was based here in Subiaco in her castle, making her poisons that became a classic for the Vatican. You know that many popes have been killed with poison, but yeah. She was the first one to actually create this art of making poisons that then became very fashionable in the aristocracy all over Europe. But there is a passage I want you to dwell on from the New Testament, from St. Paul, which is important. To the unmarried and the widows, I say that it is well for them to remain single as I do. But if they cannot exercise self-control, they should marry, for it is better to marry than to be aflame with passion. So even St. Paul said that, you know, if you can, it's better to marry than to then become a pervert, basically, because that's right. What they become. So the fact that this celibacy was imposed in both in the Lateran Council held in 1139 and then reimposed in 1563 with the Council of Trent, which is this very important moment for the Catholic Church. Now we have another important moment coming up at the end of this month, which is regarded by many as the new Second Vatican Council, or at least as an integration of this Second Vatican Council. You have to also understand another thing. The Pope, the Pope is really one of the biggest hypocrites in the planet. When it came down to celibacy, he cited St. Paul VI, who was the Pope, Paul VI, who died in 1978, and he said that when it comes to the Latin Rite, a phrase said by St. Paul VI comes to mind. I would rather give my life than change the law of celibacy. Well, everybody in Italy know that Paul VI, or saint if you want to call it that, had a gay lover called Paolo Carlini. It even went in the news. The guy was gay. Nothing wrong with being gay, but you can't talk about imposing celibacy and then you are an homosexual and everybody in Italy knew about it, because Paolo Carlini was a famous actor also. So, I mean, this guy, Pope St. Paul VI, who was recently made saint in October, is becoming now the inspiration for celibacy. Well, he's not the inspiration for celibacy. He's the inspiration for closed homosexuality, right, which means not revealing yourself that you are homosexual. This is very negative, because it creates and it supports then pedophilia. Because even when I know a lot of priests who are not pedophilia, they don't follow pedophilia, they don't endorse pedophilia, they actually have their own mistresses and things. But I also know priests that maybe are gay, and because of the fear they have of being blackmailed, they will shut up regarding maybe the pedophile activities of their friends. So the gay lobby in the Vatican is really covering up for pedophilia. Now, the Pope at the end of the month is called to make some important decision about this. Everybody from around the world, all the bishops, all the cardinals, everybody's going to be in Rome at the end of the month, from the 17th, the working start. But it's the 20th of February that really there is this important moment for the Church. Let's see what the Pope does. Another thing very important follows later, just after this synod, we will have a workshop on the 25th, I think, 26th, which instead is another important thing for the Church, which is regards robotics and the artificial intelligence. This is a preparatory stage for a big worldwide event that will be held in 2020 in the Vatican regarding artificial intelligence. So on one side, the Pope is called to sort out this scandal of pedophilia, which I think in the end he wants to sort it out in the most easy of ways. He's saying that he's going to permit certain priests who live at the end of nowhere to get married. I mean, it's not the solution to the problem, for sure. And we have to really see a solution here, because otherwise this Catholic Church is completely losing credibility. But the Pope is not interested in losing credibility, because he has the credibility of the left wing, of the Democrats, right, of all those people who live in this, like Nancy Pelosi. Oh, I have a blessed rose. Pope Francis, who cares? Pope Francis is the biggest sinner. Nancy Pelosi, who follows him, is the same. I mean, the problem here is that the Italian mafia and the Vatican have been in bed for a very long time. I'm from Sicily. I know how it is. I know how it works behind the scenes. So if we don't force ourselves in some way and manage to get this alliance broken, we will never get anything out of the Vatican, because the Vatican is ready to murder to protect their secrets. Yeah. We know that a few months ago certain bones were found in the Vatican, but then they said, oh yeah, the bones were just old, 100 years old, blah, 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 blah. And then nobody talked about it, because the memory of people is very short. But these bones, who are these bones?
The secrets of the Catholic Church are endless. Thank you so much for exposing them. Leo Zagami, leozagami.com. We'll have to get you back after that second council. Thank you.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here, we made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master build. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. What a day it has been so far, and we are only in the second hour. The third hour will be just as insane as the first two, I guarantee you. Everything from the scandals of homosexuality and sex slavery and pedophilia in the Catholic Church that has persisted for centuries, darn near millennia of this abuse. And then, of course, the absolutely outrageous, revolting, and corrupt dealings of big tech with the controlled alternative media, and hand in hand with the fascistic socialist government that has recently been elected into office. Well, folks, this next story is possibly the most upsetting one of the bunch. This is really where it is all going. This is where you see not just government favoring certain political ideologies or certain religious ideologies, but in fact serving those ideologies and enforcing those ideologies on the people, especially on the children that they're supposed to serve. And well, I'll go to this video. This is a local news report from California about the implementation of textbooks indoctrinating young people into the LGBTQ agenda at the age of 7. I'll give you feedback on the other side. Let's go to this video now.
I strongly support inclusivity. However, I do not believe it's necessary for 7- and 8-year-olds to be required to learn about bisexuality.
Parents have had
a heated vocal debate over the written word tonight as one of the largest school districts in our area makes a decision on new curriculum.
CBS 13's Macy Jenkins joins us live from Elk Grove with more on the school board's decision. Macy.
Well, the school board voted unanimously to adopt that new curriculum. That decision came just before 10 o'clock tonight, but not after hours of hearing input from their community. A long-running debate coming to a head in Elk Grove tonight.
LGBTQ people exist in society and are not monsters or freaks.
You are raping the innocence of our children.
Two very distinct sides. The issue at hand, textbooks that include LGBTQ figures in history.
I never once saw myself represented in textbooks. I think it would have meant a lot to me.
Elk Grove Unified School District has spent months considering the new curriculum, which puts its schools in line with the Fair Education Act. The new state standard aims to include more ethnic and racial groups.
I strongly support inclusivity. However, I do not believe it's necessary for 7- and 8-year-olds to be required to learn about bisexuality.
Parents have had several chances to review the new books.
If they don't need to know what your sexual preferences are, why is this information relevant for them or for historical figures?
And tonight, curriculum program specialist Danielle Black made the case for the new materials, saying the district hasn't bought new textbooks since 2007. 84 teachers previewed 2 sets of materials in their classrooms.
All of the teachers in the piloted both programs.
And their consensus?
McGraw-Hill was heavily favored over Pearson.
Now, this decision has come down to the school board members, who continue to hear equally passionate pleas from their community.
You don't have the power to simply indoctrinate students to believe the way you do.
It really hurts my heart to hear what members of my community think about my son and how he should be hidden.
Now, the district approved the McGraw-Hill curriculum, and they hope to have those textbooks in the classroom by this fall.
Did you hear that last part? Did you hear that last line? Do you understand what's going on in school districts across the country and indeed across the world? We're not even as bad as the UK right now, but let's just take a look at what we just saw. Let's just recap exactly what we just saw. So Elk Grove United School District replacing books, textbooks. Now, is this sex education that they say, hey, you know what? One day this school year, we are going to teach kids about sexual education. We're going to inform them about safe practices and blah, blah, blah. And if you disagree, well, you can pull your kid out for that day. That's how it worked back when I was a kid. Not anymore, ladies and gentlemen. Now, these messages, these lessons, this indoctrination in favor of LGBTQPAILMNOP lifestyle is now embedded in their history and geography books. So no longer can you learn about history without learning these sexual preferences, and not just learn, being praised, saying, isn't it amazing and aren't you so proud of this historical figure's sexual preference? So what were the two arguments that we just heard there that were presented as being equal in their validity? Well, one side is saying you are raping the innocence of our children. Absolutely correct. At 7 years old, no kid even needs to be thinking about sex, hetero or homosexual in any way. But they are raping these kids' innocence. In fact, you know, this woman says she has her kid coming home and saying, you know, well, I have a lot of male friends, so I guess I'm gay. They are brainwashing these kids. So another parent asks, why do we have to know the sexual preference of historical figures? She says if if they don't need to know what your sexual preferences are, why is this information relevant for historical figures? So you're raping the innocence of children. You're indoctrinating them in favor of being gay, which is against the religion of the vast majority of the country. Yes, religion, that's still a thing, as hard as they try to eliminate it. And this is an alternative religion that is Satanism, that is self-serving, the worship of the self, which is what Satanism is. So you have teachers saying, why are seven-year-olds being taught to favor being gay, being bi, being trans, while they're supposed to be learning history at 7 years old? You're raping their innocence, and it is not just doesn't help illustrate history, it confuses history and is questioning the most basic functions of humanity that we derive from our morals and our ethics and our view of nature and humanity and Christianity and religion, all these things. That's one side of the argument. I think that's pretty fair. I think that's a pretty darn solid case for why you don't include sexual education embedded in your history lessons. Pretty good. What are the arguments that we heard against? I wrote them down here. One man's stellar argument. I don't know how you can argue against this. Why do you want children being indoctrinated in favor of homosexuality? Well, he says it very clearly, because LGB people exist. Oh well, they exist. So of course we need to indoctrinate our kids into being homosexual. Of course we need to set aside huge chunks of our history books to talk about the sexuality of our historical figures. The other person says, I don't see myself represented in history books. Okay, what? So you identify so closely to your sexual preference that that's the only thing you identify? That's your entire identity? You're a European woman, you're a female, you are English speaking. There's so many aspects of your identity that are represented, you're white, so you're not celebrated in the history books, obviously, but are represented, are talked about. But no, you can't enjoy that. You can't respect the arc of history. You can't, become absorbed in the tales and the lessons and the mythology of the forefathers that came before us. No, the only way you're going to enjoy it, the only way you're going to feel like you belong is if you know that that person 100 years ago, they took it in the butt. That's the only thing you need to know. They enjoyed muff diving. Now you can enjoy it. Now it's historically valid. Now you're represented in these books. So these are the two arguments that we're facing. Now I have to say it every time we freaking talk about this stuff. I don't hate gay people. I literally don't care. I literally do not care what sexuality you are. I do care when you are embedding sexuality into the textbook of seven-year-olds. History textbooks of seven-year-olds that spend entire chapters or just you can't talk about anything without interjecting sexuality into the talk. This is absurd. This is disgusting. And what did we see? We saw a tidal wave of people against it. We saw people speaking out. We saw people demanding, no, you're not allowed to indoctrinate my kids with this. And what happened? What was the last sentence of that segment? It was, the school board approved the book anyway. They said, screw you. Why would we care what you say? Why would we have to not, why would we have to respect your religion? Why should we have to respect your morality? Why should we have to listen to you plebeians and peons? You think wrong, so it's our job to educate you the way we want you to think. Sick. They don't care what you think.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals.
This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
The number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Some electricity, shockwave, sensual power on the motherboard, yes. Push up, overload, legendary, heavy glow.
The State of the Union Address is finally happening tonight, after Nancy Pelosi put it off for far too long. We're here in St. Augustine, Florida, to see if people even know what the State of the Union is. The State of the Union address is tonight. Can you tell me what that is?
I have no clue, honestly.
Have you ever heard of the State of the Union address?
I've heard of the State of the Union. I don't know much about it.
So the State of the Union address is tonight. Can you guys tell me what that is?
The State of the Union address? I think that's a self-explanatory name, I'd say.
Can you tell me what it is? Are you laughing at me?
No, I'm laughing because I don't know either. This is not good.
So the State of the Union address is tonight. Are you guys aware of that?
No.
Do you know what the State of the Union address is?
I do not.
You haven't heard anything about Trump's State of the Union address?
No.
Do you guys follow politics at all?
Not really, no. We try to stay to ourselves about it.
So the State of the Union address is tonight. Can you tell me what that is?
No, I can't.
Have you ever heard of it?
Nope, not before a couple minutes ago.
The State of the Union address is tonight. Can you tell me what the State of the Union address is?
And honestly, no. I don't even know what that is exactly. That's horrible. I know politics.
So the State of the Union address is happening tonight. Can you guys tell me what that is?
Oh, you got me there. That's a good question. I have no idea.
Do you guys want to take a guess based on the title, the State of the Union address?
Probably the State's Union address. I don't know. Literally what you're saying. I have no idea.
Did you guys vote in 2016?
No, I didn't vote.
Were you guys able to?
Yeah.
Who were you rooting for, Trump or Hillary?
Hillary,
yeah.
The State of the Union address is happening tonight. Can you tell me what that is?
Nope.
No, we don't follow that.
I don't watch the news.
All.
It's all fake shit.
So the State of the Union address is happening tonight. Can you tell me what that is?
Oh my God, I don't even know. I really don't even know.
Do you guys have any guesses based on the title, the State of the Union address?
Yeah. It's my first time here, so I don't know.
It happens all around the country.
No. I have no idea.
I don't know. So the State of the Union address is tonight. Can you guys tell me what that is?
I could tell you more.
We're gonna go down the line.
I realize now what we've walked into. It's a union.
Can I go?
And they're going to state
And the dress
things. What was that?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not prepared at all for this. I'm an art major, and I haven't been in general ed classes for 2 years now. So I am useless.
This is something that happens every year.
I can imagine.
I'm going to ask you.
I know nothing, and I admit to my ignorance.
So the State of the Union address is happening tonight. Oh. Can you tell me what that is?
this is one of those Facebook things that goes around.
Why didn't you ask this guy?
No, this is one of those Facebook things that goes around. No. No. It's like,
you guys don't know what the State of the Union address is?
This is going to be on. This is going to be on.
You guys are going to be the intro. The State of the Union address is happening tonight. Can you tell me what that is?
Not exactly, no.
Do you have any guesses?
Isn't it when the president does something, gives a speech or something?
Yep. To who?
To the American public, basically.
Close, to Congress. So they just flipped me off. Very progressive. The State of the Union address is happening tonight. Can you tell me what that is?
Oh, I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Do you have any guesses based on the title, the State of the Union address?
No, I have not. I'm sorry.
The State of the Union address is tonight. Can you guys tell me what that is?
Report at Infowars.com. Caitlin Bennett, once again, doing what she does best, making liberals look dumb on the street. Good stuff. Infowars.com. On the other side, Gerald Celente. You will not want to miss it. Stay with us.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2 week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of the David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. He's fine. He's doing well. He was enjoying being back, but he did have a personal emergency, so he's not able to be here today, and I was happy to fill in, although I know our guests were excited to talk to David Knight, as excited as we were to have him back. But my guest today is Gerald Celente, trendsresearch.com. Thank you so much for joining me here today, Gerald.
Pleasure, Harrison.
You have some great articles up on Trends Research right now, and I really want to get your input on Bitcoin, especially with this story of $190 million in Bitcoin going missing or being inaccessible because the only guy who had the password died. I want to get into that with you, but first I really want to hear what you have to say about Venezuela, because everything I'm seeing so far sort of shows that the Venezuelan people are calling out for a revolution. At the same time, I know what America's been involved in the past, the coups that we have helped orchestrate. So I'm gonna defer to you on this. You're the expert. What is going on behind the scenes in Venezuela right now?
Well, if you go back to our November Trends Journal, which the folks at InfoWars get, we had forecasted. Now, this is going back again to November. We called it a triangle of death. And we had seen that Brazil and Colombia and Argentina were forming a triangle aimed at the overthrow of the government of Venezuela, and that the United States would be behind it. So mm-hmm. It was very clear in the making. Yes, you're 100% correct. You know, there's a lot of social unrest. You're looking at inflation rates of over a million percent. The devaluation of their currency is ridiculous. That is actually the million percent. And the people are starving in a lot of ways. We have to go back to what causes these things. It's kind of like saying, how come there's a migrant and refugee crisis going mm-hmm. on in the Middle East? It couldn't be because the United States destroyed Iraq, destroyed Libya, helped destroy Syria, and on and on. So when you go back to what's going on in Venezuela, it was under the Obama administration that they started putting on serious sanctions. In the current edition of the Trends Journal, we did an extensive report on Venezuela. You're hearing our national security advisor, in his words, Bolton, saying that American energy companies could be producing oil in Venezuela and it would be beneficial for the American people. Mm-hmm. Words to that effect, that's almost a close quote. So what this is just as I said when the Iraq war began, I said, do you think we'd be in Iraq if their major export was broccoli? So what you're looking at, Harrison, is Venezuela sitting on the world's largest oil reserves. Number two, and you alluded to it in the beginning, look at the success that we've had in, quote, bringing democracy to Iraq, to Afghanistan, to Libya, to Syria, to Yemen. And now, after losing all of those, you're going to tell me you're going to win one over here? Mm-hmm. So what we're saying is that if this continues, and again, here, I'm on your show. Ladies and gentlemen, I, Gerald Celente, announce that I am the interim president of the United States. Now, all those countries that can't stand Trump, you know, look what that Trump is doing to the people. We got to get rid of that Trump. We got to bring in Celente. That's how ridiculous this whole thing is. This is an outright fraud. This little guy Guaido, people don't understand. He went to school in Washington. Mm. He was a puppet over here. They brought him up here in December planning this whole thing. He also met with little Marco Rubio, who is totally against what's going on in Venezuela. And it couldn't be because there are so many Venezuelan refugees in Florida and he wants their vote and their money. So going back to it, this is an outright coup attempt. The United States has no business being in it. And all we have is a track record of failure, one after another, for intervening in these foreign countries under the BS line, we're bringing democracy. How many times have you heard that? Like, no, we're there for oil.
Yeah. And you know, of course, you mentioned all of the failed coup attempts the coups that we successfully pulled off, but have led to failed states in places like Libya and all over the Middle East. But, you know, our record in South America is not the greatest, from Nicaragua to, just all over the place. So, yeah, we already have the playbook ready to go. And as you mentioned in this trendsresearch.com article, as forecast, U.S. leads coup in Venezuela. You lay it all out how this 35-year-old guy, Juan Guaido, was raised in America, educated in America, scheming to overthrow Maduro with the help of the CIA. Now Bolton is sending, armed forces down to stage in, Brazil, you know, or Colombia rather, just ready off, right off the coast, ready to jump in. But, you know, you also have stories of Maduro trying to withdraw billions of dollars of gold from the Bank of England, you know, ostensibly bankrupting his country in a selfish attempt to maintain power. Is that how you see that as well? Or is there something I'm missing from that exchange?
No, the getting the gold out of the UK was to bring it back to Venezuela. And again, I'm no supporter of, I wouldn't, you know, stand up for Maduro at all. To me, he's just another jerk out there. Mm-hmm. But no, that's to bring the money back so they don't steal it, like we're doing now with the sanctions that they're putting on Venezuela. And by the way, these economic sanctions are a war against the people. The elite don't suffer from this. The
right.
people at the top aren't suffering. These sanctions hurt the people. So, and again, there's no record of this. We're going to give sanctions to them, and then the people are going to revolt. That's their thinking on this kind of thing. But in the meanwhile, most of the people are suffering. And the Venezuelan story is also very important. You pointed out correctly all the failed coup attempts. Nicaragua, Guatemala, Honduras, you name them. Oh, by the way, it was the Obama administration that's responsible for, again, the supporting the overthrow of the Honduran government when he was in office that has now created the chaos down there. Now let's put this together, Harrison. War breaks out in Venezuela, Colombia, Brazil, Argentina. We're talking about weapons of mass destruction, not nuclear, but in the sense these are real powerful weapons. You think we have a migrant crisis now? You right. haven't seen anything. There will be people flooding to get up into the United States out of South and Central America like it was when the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner Obama destroyed Libya. And before he did it, Gaddafi warned. We have it in our Trends Journal. His words, you people are idiots what you're doing. Because if you take me out and murder me, you are going to have a refugee and migrant crisis that I have stopped that you will not be able to stop. And within two months, a 500,000 people after Gaddafi was dead flooded into Europe. We're going to see the same thing happen here.
Yeah, the warmongers hear Gaddafi say, hey, I'm stopping a migrant invasion. Get rid of me. Migrants flood Europe. And they go, oh, yeah, we know. We know. That's the point. Yeah, I can't agree with you more. That's exactly what it looks like. Once again, a staged, enforced migration plan.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, 10:20 Central Standard Time on the David Knight Show. Gerald Celente is my guest. We've been talking about Venezuela, and I do recommend highly going to trendsresearch.com and checking out his extensively researched article on the entire Venezuela situation there, including just the historical context, how we got here, and what you can expect moving forward. But I want to move on to a new topic, and that is Bitcoin, something I have admittedly never understood and therefore never trusted fully, even though I've had it explained to me multiple times. There's a block in my brain that that makes me go, yeah, that I don't trust that. I don't like that. I don't trust that. I don't understand it. So I'm going to keep my money out. I understand a lot of people are into it, but the two big stories from BitGold from Bitcoin recently has been Jack Dorsey basically on Joe Rogan's podcast coming out and saying that, you know, Twitter and other tech companies are working on something like Bitcoin to become a global digital currency, and touting the properties that it has and the ability of international monetary changes, all that sort of thing. And then the other story is the story of a Bitcoin storage spot. Again, I don't understand it, but I guess a digital wallet with $190 million that's now inaccessible because the person who had the only password died. Yeah, that's why I don't trust Bitcoin. But luckily I have Gerald Celente here to maybe explain to me a little bit more why I'm wrong. Or maybe, as TrendsResearch.com article says, Bitcoin will never become a digital gold, and maybe I'm on the right track of preferring precious metals to digital nonsense. But Mr. Celente, what is going on with Bitcoin right now, and what's your projection into the future of how it's going to go?
Well, before I get into it, just one thing I want to mention about Venezuela. Not all the major media are supporting America's intervention into it, number one. Number two, not one of the people running for office on the Democratic Party has commented about this at all. And when asked to, they refuse to. So that's just very, you know, and by the way, the liberal Democrats are also the ones that have commented. Most of them are for the United States intervention. So yeah. I just want to make that clear. And the second thing is, I want to mention this because this is the first time anybody's hearing this. And as you may recall, we were the first magazine to have forecast Donald Trump the winner of the 2016 presidential race. We did that in our Trends Journal. And the articles you're talking about, by the way, you go to trendsjournal.com and you could, that's how you get them from the Trends Journal. We were the first magazine in May of 2016 to forecast Trump a winner. Here is our projection of who is going to win the Democratic primary for the race for the White House in 2020. And has a very good chance of taking down Trump because this person's going to get a lot of the youth vote.
Oh man, I'm on the edge of my seat. Y'all have a great track record, so yeah, y'all take this to the bank here. Who you got?
Beto O'Rourke.
Really?
Yes, and I'll tell you why. You go back to our Trends Journal in 2008. We had forecast Obama would win after he was losing in the polls against Hillary Clinton. The reason was that, again, it's all in writing. I'm going back to 2008. Oprah took him under her wing. Mm-hmm. It was the first candidate that she ever supported. I've been on Oprah twice, and I've been on all the major shows. No one put on a show like Oprah. When you were on there, it was a real show.
Yeah.
So when she's the queen of talk shows, I knew that she was grooming Obama. Guess what? Beto O'Rourke was just on with Oprah. And she's hugging him, asking him if he's running. And here's his BS line, perfectly staged. Well, I'm getting close to it, but I have to really discuss this with my family. Oh, mm-hmm. You're talking to Junior like you haven't talked about this before. I'll let you know at the end of the month. So he's going to let us know at the end of February. If he says yes, he's in, and here's the other reason why. You know why he raised all that dough running against Ted Cruz?
California.
His daddy-in-law.
Oh yeah.
Is a billionaire.
Oh yeah. That's what I was about to say that. We used to have to go ask my family. Yeah, yeah. You got to go ask your family for a little bit of money. I spent so much time, I don't want to say defaming, but exposing Beto O'Rourke while he was running, for election in Texas. I'm glad to see that now people are coming out and, you know, speaking out against him and suddenly realizing all this stuff that we knew the whole time. I'm so glad you said that right now. But so why is he still in the front runner in your eyes?
Because he has the personality for it. Oprah has taken him under her wing. He will get all the positive media. He will be coached on how to do it and when to do it. Obama never went off script. You know, folks,
mm-hmm.
This is the presidential reality show. That's
yeah.
all this is. And she is the master of this. And if she teaches him how to do it, when to do it, Obama never went off script. Never.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to do.
And if you just listen to Beto O'Rourke, I mean, he sounds like Barack Obama. I mean, he sounds exactly like him. He's got the voice and the diction of President Obama with the pedigree of George W. Bush. What's not to love, Gerald?
You got it. Again, politics is show business for ugly people. Now, quickly on Bitcoin, the person that we have, Mr. Cho, is the real expert in this. He's been dealing with it since the beginning. His forecast is that this thing's going to go down. Long term, you're going to see more digital currencies because the entire world is going digital.
Yeah.
So that you go to China, nobody's using cash anymore. They're using apps.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't seeing the money. They're not connected to the coin of the realm. Same thing if you go to Sweden, Denmark, other countries. But on the Bitcoin front, he's saying that this thing is going to go down sharply. And as you pointed out, there are many failures in it. The other big issue is governments are stopping it from happening. When Bitcoin started to really rise, go back to 2015, it was a yuan crisis in China. The economy was going down. The markets were going down. They stopped the outflow of the currencies to try to boost the yuan up. So you know what people were doing? They were buying Bitcoin. And then China banned it. They didn't allow it anymore. It's one country after another that's not allowing it to happen. And quickly before we go also, people are very concerned about the equity markets. It's very simple. As long as here's another forecast. The Federal Reserve was supposed to raise interest rates back in September. They said they were going to raise them this year 3 to 4 times in 2019. We are forecasting not only are they not going to raise them, they're going to cut them. You're looking at housing starts, new home sales going down. They're going to cut them to keep the economy going.
Wow. Quite a prediction from Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listen, I'm just going to tell listeners something right now. I think our best products are Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level that no other company got. Nobody else did. Because everybody else, they put in a little bit of product and then they do a bunch of advertising and promote it. The turmeric in this is 95% curcuminoid. Nobody else has that bright yellow school bus color. That's what you're looking for. It's got it. Find out about Body's today at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best fish oil out there. We have Honor Roll for kids. That's concentrated little bitty caplets, gel caplets. We also have for adults the Ultimate Krill Oil that is so pure, so good. And we have the Ultimate Fish Oil as well. All three of those, everybody. Energy for healthy life, for brain, for heart. These are the best. InfoWarsStore.com. And then don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we have our newest, Turbo Force, for folks in the military or doctors or our long-haul truck drivers or airline pilots or whatever. This is the cleanest burning, wide-spectrum, nootropic energy, beyond energy drink. Super strong, super healthy, super amazing. Turbo Force, I believe, has become our number one best-selling product. You need to try Turbo Force today.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
make you look bad.
Decoding the mainstream propaganda. This is the David Knight Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're halfway through the third hour of the David Knight Show. I'm going to talk about something that you no doubt have noticed if you pay any attention to the media whatsoever, and that is the sudden and just all-encompassing fear-mongering about vaccines. I know you've seen it. You've seen the breathless reports about measles outbreaks across the country and how these gosh darn anti-vaxxers are going to kill us all. Yes, even though we're vaccinated, how does that make sense? Ignore that and ignore the plethora, the overfilling glass of proof that vaccines are not nearly as safe or effective as they claim to be. No, ignore that. You have to get your vaccines and you have to get them now, or else you are responsible for the death of everyone. That's what they're claiming. And there's something very interesting linking every single one of these stories together. I've talked about it on this program previously. Do you know what it is? Can you imagine what it is that links all these different stories about measles outbreaks together across the entire country? I know what they want you to think that it is. I know every time you go to the comment section of one of these stories, the first comment, the second comment, the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth comment are all saying, these damn anti-vaxxers, we need to strap them down and forcibly inoculate them with whatever we want because they're just so stupid and uninformed and they won't just listen to the government and we have to just destroy them. I mean, there's so much hatred and anger and blame given to the anti-vax movement. And it's not even anti-vax. It's anti-government. It's anti-enforced inoculation. It's anti, it's pro-information. It's pro-truth. It's pro looking at the documents, reading the inserts, and asking your doctor what they really know about what they're about to inject you with. It's so infuriating. You know, there was a story, just 2 days ago or so where the Washington Post claimed, a reporter for the Washington Post claimed to have seen Ruth Bader Ginsburg out and about in New York City. And they claim that nobody else saw them. There was no photos of her. Nobody else in the performance that they said they were at said that they saw her. Nobody asked for her autograph. It wasn't a big news story, as it definitely will be if and when she emerges. And they came out and said, conspiracy theorists are still questioning whether or not Ruth Bader Ginsburg is still out and about, if she's actually out and about. So it's Washington Post claiming that she's out and about and then saying, and then when people question that and go, wait, you don't have any proof, why are you saying this, we don't really believe you, they say, oh, it's conspiracy theorists. How dare they question what we saw with our own eyes? How dare they question what we saw with our own eyes? I want to ask them why they think it's conspiracy when mothers and fathers take their newborn children to get vaccines and they almost instantaneously become autistic, die, freeze up, as if they are literally, you know, rigor mortis, frozen. Rob Dew shared on his timeline a video that literally made me sick to my stomach. It's a baby that is just frozen. It looks like it's dead or a doll. And it's so creepy and unlifelike. And so you're going to tell those people who see that with their own eyes, they're the conspiracy theorists in that situation. Oh, you saw your baby injected and then you saw it freeze up like a doll, like it's struck with rigor mortis and it doesn't blink and it just stares lifeless at you in the 24 hours following your vaccination. Oh, but you're crazy for thinking that might have to do something with it. I mean, sure, these are shots that you give to infants that will inoculate you for the rest of your life against these vaccines. What an incredibly powerful technology that is, you know, behind this, the vaccines and the inoculations. And you don't think that could be equally powerful in a negative fashion? You don't think that something that inoculates you for life with one shot is also able to affect your brain chemistry negatively? And this is obvious. This is basic stuff. But they'll tell you you are a conspiracy theorist if you pay attention to your eyes. No, you should listen to the CDC. You should listen to the government. You should listen to the big pharma companies that can't be sued and don't have to test their vaccines, but trust them. It's fine. Don't worry about it. And of course, the other thing is that these vaccines, you know, everybody in America, more or less, is, you know, what, an average of 20 minutes, an hour away from a hospital. I mean, people in the boondocks and in the country, they're a little bit farther, but not much. And the hospitals themselves are not very far from each other. So why are we using vaccines that are made for places in Africa where they have to exist unrefrigerated for months at a time? You know, they put in all these preserves because these vaccines have to be used in these incredibly harsh environments, and they have to maintain and be, you know, alive. The cultures and stuff have to be alive for this long amount of time. That's not necessary for us. We don't need these heavy metal preservatives, these insane chemical compounds put in our vaccines. It's not necessary in America, but they do it anyway because this is all, everything we've talked about today, it all bleeds together. It's all the same attempt to weaken humanity in order to prevent the ability of humanity to resist the plan of the elites, of the people who want to enslave us. It's all together. But the question I asked at the beginning of this segment was, what is the one thing that ties all these cases together? Washington, New York, now Houston, Texas. Every single one of the patient zeros. You ready? Contracted measles in another country and brought it into the United States. Every single one of these outbreaks is directly caused by our immigration program, by our lack of screening, by our lack of testing, by our lack of questioning. Every single one of these outbreaks is started by someone coming in from a different country. Okay? This is the myth of vaccinations, diseases and these viruses were wiped out by vaccines. That's not entirely true. If you go and look at the, line curve of polio or measles or any of these things, they were drastically reduced by simple revolutions in hygiene and medical care and all these sorts of things. They're already on a downward track. Literally, if you know, there's so few people, I mean, now not anymore, but there were so few people with measles in America that, you know, unless you import it from the outside, it was not going to be an outbreak. But they import it from the outside, and that is where you get all of these measles outbreaks. And I'm telling you, every single one. New York deals with outbreaks. This is from CBS Albany. The disease, we're told, was brought over to those areas by people who were traveling to and from Israel, where a major outbreak is currently sweeping the area. Okay, so that measles outbreak comes from, in New York, comes from people coming from Israel. Vancouver, Washington, state health officials say the first person to contract measles' latest outbreak was someone from outside the country. Okay, all right, so that's number two. That's the one in Washington, Vancouver, Washington. And now the one in Houston is exactly the same. Comes from somebody outside of the country. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that so coincidental that because of our lax immigration program, because of our lack of screening for people who come in to this country, they are allowing in highly contagious diseases and then allowing, the American people to become affected with this and then saying, see, you should have gotten your vaccine. Oh, if you'd only gotten your vaccine, you wouldn't be suffering from this disease that we exposed you to. Is it starting to come together, folks? Immigration, vaccines, censorship, economic control. It's all playing the same game.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the info war to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turks and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us in the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you. By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
In the last segment of today's edition of The David Knight Show, I would like to take a meandering stroll, a quick, happy jaunt through the world of politics, across the globe, and especially here at home. You'll see exactly what's going on as I read you these headlines, and you can find many of these stories at InfoWars.com. The EU president says that Brexiteers deserve a special place in hell as he snubs Theresa May. That's right, there's a special place in hell for Brexiteers, a.k.a. he is damning you and saying you are sinning against the religion of globalism. You are transgressor of the new religion of worldwide socialist control and centralized super state power. Special place in hell for you for daring to want a say in what goes on in your government, for daring to question the unelected bureaucrats in Brussels and even just suggesting that they don't have your best interests in mind. That's a sin in the eyes of these priests of the global religion. Oh man, I'm going to talk about Donald Trump, but let's get this, the rest of this European news out of the way first. Only a quarter of the French believe that the elites are using mass migration to replace native Europeans. This is from Breitbart, and, interesting because only a quarter of the French believe this, which is strange because the elites in France have said this is what they're doing. Macron came out and said they wanted 200 million people from Africa. Yeah, they are replacing you. Replacement migration. Genocide of the European people. Displacement, outbreeding, or just sheer straight up killing of the European people, the natives to that land. Not by invading forces from another land, but by their own leaders inviting their replacements in. So a quarter of French people believe this is happening. It should be 100% because they literally are telling you that's what they're doing. So, you know, at least a quarter of the French are paying attention. My God. Moving on, MS-13 thug who murdered man on 7 train. There's that video, totally gruesome, shooting a man in the head. He was arrested by ICE in December, but released by liberal politicians. The blood is on your hands, you socialist idiots. Representative Steve Scalise is talking about this new Democratic anti-gun bill. Makes it illegal to loan a shotgun to a friend with 1 year in jail and $100,000 fine. He talked about this on the Laura Ingraham show. He wanted to testify to this, you know, seeing as he was a victim of a mass shooting, a politically motivated, I should remind you, mass shooting by a Bernie supporter, radicalized by the mainstream media and went to kill a large part of the Republican representatives of our country. Thank God he failed like his kind is wont to do. Thank God he didn't kill Rand Paul and Steve Scalise or any of them. Rand Paul continues to be the sole arbiter of truth in Washington, the sole provider of facts and warrior against war. Steve Scalise, of course, has a lot to say about gun control, but he's not allowed to testify. No, the House Dems are refusing to let him testify at a gun violence hearing. He says, quote, I thought it outrageous that they want to try to silence this message because in the end, I'm going to get my message out. They can't silence this issue. You're not taking our guns. Just stop. You're not taking our guns. Do we have to make this any more clear to you? Stop trying to take our guns or we will use our guns. That is what they are there for. You condescending, arrogant pricks. Jesus. I mean, literally, they survive solely off of our patience. We just have to keep just beating them back. Just goddamn, here they come again. Just beat them back as they come to take your guns and we'll just keep doing the political thing and just keep pushing them back and just keep letting them inch up and inch up and inch up. It's our patience. It's strictly our patience that allows these people to run this, this gun control abortion. This is what the Democratic Party stands for. You understand that, right? Gun control, abortion, illegal immigrants. That's it. And getting Trump. That's the real thing here. Now, Trump has nominated a critic of global institutions to lead the World Bank. That's an interesting development. I doubt that will have much impact on the criminality that the World Bank gets up to, but an interesting headline nonetheless. But here is here's the very interesting thing. Well, let me read one more, because basically you have everybody from the New York Times to the congressional Democrats, everybody and their mother saying it's not a crisis, Trump. You're making this up. There's not caravans at the border. You know, 2 days ago, 2,000 migrants didn't cross the border. Sure, that's what CNN reported, but he's making it up. He's fear-mongering. He's playing to his base because they all hate Mexicans. This is just the slanders that you hear. Oh, sorry. What's that? Washington Examiner. 1,800 illegal crossing attempts a day. 1,800 crossing attempts every single day. In the last month, there have been almost 66,000 attempted illegal border crossings. This is a crisis that about a half dozen strategically placed and belt-fed machine guns could solve. That's my personal opinion. I think the wall is too much money. Ammo is fairly cheap. Just once, they'll get the message. They'll get the message. The Democrats are lying. Don't come here unless you want to come legally. Of course, Mexico is also sending police and military force of 10,000 to murder hotspots. It's always a nice country when you have murder hotspots, isn't it? Now they're sending the police and military. That's the sign of a first world country, is using the military to prevent murder. Yes, yes, just what we want in our hemisphere. Just what we want from our closest neighbor. Military police taking on the cartels. It's a war zone down there. And we are suffering from it. We are having to deal with it because they can't get their house in order. It's not fair, in my professional opinion. Now, Adam Schiff announces sweeping investigation into Trump's finances and Russia. How many times has old Schiffy boy come out and said, this is it, this is the bombshell, this is the best evidence we've had yet of Russia collusion, and then it comes out to be fake? They've got nothing. So, of course, that's what Donald Trump says. He says on Twitter, so now Congressman Adam Schiff announces, after having found zero Russian collusion, that he's going to be looking at every aspect of my life, both financial and personal, even though there's no reason to be doing so. Never happened before. Unlimited presidential harassment. The Dems and their committees are going nuts. The Republicans never did this to President Obama. There would be no time left to run government. I hear other committee heads will do the same thing, even stealing people who work at the White House. A continuation of the witch hunt. This is political persecution. This is abuse of power by the Democrats in Congress. This is treasonous activity. They're attempting to overturn the duly elected president. They are ignoring the vastly more important issues that our country faces. In fact, they're preventing President Trump from dealing with the very important issues that actually impact Americans every day. And they are psychotically focused on getting rid of Donald Trump. This lets you know exactly how effective Donald Trump is and exactly how dangerous and damaging he is to the globalist plan that they are all party to. So he's exactly right, obviously, as always. Schiff, Adam Schiff, constantly pretending as if there's evidence for Russia, has nothing, and is now launching investigations into every aspect of President Trump's life. I do not enjoy being under the leadership of these rats, of these conniving snitches, of these anti-American cowards, traitors, liars, and fools that now deign to represent us in Washington, even as they threaten a 16-year-old Twitter commentator, threaten the son of the president. They are mad with power, and all of the institutions that are there to rein them in and restrain them have been co-opted and are on their side, from the media to the entire Democratic Party to big tech. It's us versus the world.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered, with even better ingredients: Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off. For those looking for the ultimate source of energy for their day, every day, the Brain Synergy Combo is here. Combining the powerful Turbo Force and Brain Force Plus nootropic formulas, this combo has what you need to hit your maximum potential every day. Take the tasty tropical berry-flavored Turbo Force Instant Brain Pills with you on the go or at work to help provide you with focus, clarity, and energy, and to reach your full potential. Hit the next generation of advanced neural activation with the Brain Force Plus Nootropic, a fan favorite formula fueled by powerful, time-tested ingredients for a true 360 win. With this combo, you can have energy wherever you need, at home, on the go, in the car, and more. Get pure energy on tap and take advantage of old and new InfoWars powerhouse formulas with the Brain Synergy Combo. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.